can't wait to get back to civilization. India's civilization is much older than yours, noted Dillman. Perhaps that's what's wrong with it. He offered a sweaty palm. Nevin is the name. Dudley Nevin. Pleased to meet you, said Dillman, shaking his hand. My name is George Dillman. What brings you to Bombay, Mr. Dillman? Curiosity. I stopped off on the way back from Australia. You're leaving just in time, said Nevin. When the monsoon season gets underway, India is well nigh unbearable. Not that it's tolerable at the best of times, mark you. I loathe the country. Then why come to India in the first place? I work here.
In Bombay?
No, in Delhi. I had to travel all the way here in one of those giant frying pans they call trains. It was murder, Mr. Dillman,
he complained.
There were times when I felt like one of those men in the fiery furnace. What were their names?
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Those are the chaps.
Yet they survived the ordeal, Dillman reminded him. Even when the furnace was heated to 7 times its normal temperature, they came out unscathed. Just like you, Mr. Nevin.
I don't feel unscathed.
What do you do in Delhi?
Pray for my contract of employment to come to an end.
Are you in business?
The civil service.
Why take the job if you dislike the country?
Because I didn't know that I would dislike.